Welcome to Close Up Radio, where our hosts, Doug Llewellyn and Jim Masters, bring you the amazing stories of people who answered the call to unlock their potential and taken control of their own success with authenticity, creativity, persistence, and resilience. Close Up Radio special guests share their knowledge and wisdom so you, the listener, can live the most empowered life possible. Close Up Radio. And now, here's today's host, Jim Masters.
Thank you very much for joining us, everybody. It's a real pleasure to have you here. This is your host, Jim Masters, and we thank you very, very much for, again, joining us here on the program. We're also excited to have Michelle Poole, an energy healer and the founder of Reclaim Balance. Established in 2018, she currently specializes in sound therapy, emotion code, and body code. And according to Michelle, energy sound therapy is more than just singing bowls. While singing bowls are more for group setting, energy sound therapy is really targeted for the individual with one-on-one sessions. And also, she starts her sessions by asking the client what they would like to work on. They can tell me as little or as much as they want. Every emotion has its own frequency and its own frequency card. The body, she says, identifies an emotion by its own frequency, and they are all unique, taking the average adult between 60 to 90 minutes in a typical session. And the speakers are placed on the body with the objective of releasing these trapped emotions. And the emotion code, like sound therapy, also addresses the trapped emotions. And what makes emotion code different, and we're going to expand on this with Michelle here on the show. Some of the differences, well, one of them is that in addition to addressing trapped emotions, it also addresses inherited emotions, absorbed emotions, and those heart walls, which can be like steel sometimes. Body code is level 2 to the emotion code, explains Michelle. She says body code has emotion code within it, but it really focuses on rebalancing the entire body. Emotions, if stored long enough, can wreak havoc physically and energetically. With the use of a magnet, you can actually realign the physical body. And in addition to the current modalities practiced by Michelle, she's currently working on her certification in new energy healing modality known as belief code. It's my pleasure to welcome her from Green Bay, Wisconsin, live here on the show, Michelle Poole of Reclaim Balance, LLC. Michelle, welcome to the program. It's a real pleasure to have you here today.
Well, thank you, Jim. Thank you for having me on.
Oh, my pleasure. You know, I'd like to find out what it is that pointed you in the direction of doing the work that you do. You know, we all have our own life's paths, our own life's journey, and sometimes there's things as we're looking at the things we want to do in our life and with our life that sort of point us in the direction of doing the work we do. You're involved in such incredible energy healing and so much more. What are some of the things in your life's journey that pointed you in the direction of doing this extraordinary work?
Well, it really came out of nowhere for me. I wasn't looking for it. I was having a very difficult time at work and very stressed, ready to quit, actually. And a friend of mine knew the situation I was going through at work, and she happened to run across it. She gave me a call and told me to check it out. So I did immediately, because that was the type of situation I was in. I didn't wait, and never heard of it before, but was willing to try anything. And I went in and had my first session, and I walked out, and the issue at work, when I would think about it, didn't bother me the way it did before. And within 2 weeks, the issue resolved itself. And I thought to myself, wow, if energy sound therapy can do this for me in this situation, what can it do for me in other areas of my life? So then I went ahead and I became a client of it in about 2014. And through the course of 4 years, I really worked on different areas of my life that had been longstanding and issues. And, it ended up really inspiring me to, because of what it did for me, it really inspired me to be trained in it and to reach out to other people, let people know I was there, and if they wanted to try it, you know, here I am. So,
yes, that's incredible. So it's work that you've had an opportunity to experience firsthand yourself too, right, and the benefits of it.
Correct, yes, and it came out of nowhere. I wasn't looking for anything. I didn't know anything about energy sound therapy at that time.
That's incredible.
So it was,
what are some of the things you've experienced yourself that you noticed how it's enhanced your life?
Well, for one thing, back in 2014, there's no way I'd be doing this podcast right now. I would rather crawl in under my bed and not do this. There'd be no way I'd be talking on a podcast like this. And so it really gave me confidence. It really improved my communication with people. I sleep better. It's touched every area of my life. I don't even know where to start. People that have known me my whole life have told me that I'm a completely different person. I think for me, my self-confidence and my self-image has really, really skyrocketed since I started doing this type of work. I'm very mindful. I'm very aware of my emotions now. I've learned a lot about myself and worked on triggers that I had before that I no longer have. But I think overall it's being mindful of yourself and how you affect the world around you with your own thoughts and emotions. So, yeah, it's completely changed how I see the world and how I move through the world, how I move through my day.
That's terrific. That's really great. And I'm glad it's done that for you. It's very inspiring, and our listeners like to know, you know, that it's work that you've really been immersed in yourself, and it makes you relatable for the listeners. Now, at Reclaim Balance, let's talk about some of the extraordinary services that you offer your clients, sound therapy and emotion code and body code. Tell us about those. I mentioned, you know, little snippets in the introduction, but love to hear your take on some of the incredible things you do.
So with sound therapy, that was the first modality that I became trained in. I'm certified in, and with sound therapy, it's not talk therapy. It's one-on-one, and it's confidential. It's in a private room, and the client can tell me as little or as much as they want. And the reason for that is it's all around energy, and our emotions are energy, our thoughts are energy. And when someone comes in with a challenge, an emotional challenge, they can tell me as little or as much as they want because we identify the emotions in play by utilizing muscle testing. So what muscle testing is the body telling us what's going on, and which is really ideal because I've had clients come in and say, I am so angry. I am so angry. I'm just angry all the time. Well, the client is identifying the emotion as anger. But what it actually could be is anxiety. People sometimes are under a lot of anxiety. It will show as anger when actually the emotion is anxiety. So through the muscle testing, the body's actually telling us what the actual emotion is. And we utilize frequency cards. Each emotion, there's one emotion on each card with its individual frequency. Each emotion has its own unique frequency. And when we place those cards upside down, one at a time on the individual, we muscle test each one, and the body will tell us if that frequency is located in the body, and if the body is, that's what the body wants to address that day. So it's very accurate. It's very precise. And it takes the conscious mind out of it, and you're really dealing with the body and the subconscious mind. And that is where you get the accurate answers when it comes through in the muscle testing. So once we get down to the what is actually going on and what emotions are in play, we then muscle test to see where on the body the speaker needs to go through the muscle testing. And essentially what that's telling us is where that individual is holding the energy of those emotions within the body. And that is where the speaker will be placed. Then we also muscle test for the frequency needed. We have proprietary high frequencies loaded on a laptop. And when we identify the frequency, we program that into the laptop and it plays the speaker that's located on the individual's body. And I also muscle test the body to see how long the speaker needs to stay there. Essentially what that means is how long will it take for the body to completely release the energy of that emotion that's stuck. So, and it, for an adult, usually runs between 60 and 90 minutes. It varies. Everybody's different depending on what it is. But after the session is done, and it's all done in a private room, like I said, the individual is laying on like a massage table, and it's very comfortable, though we have padding and everything on it. We cover them up once we put the speakers on in the session. Once the speakers are on, we shut the lights off, and it's quiet, and they can just lay there and take a nap. But after the session is over, we retest the cards to make sure all the emotions cleared. And then we talk a little bit. We discuss how they feel, what to expect, what they should do for what we recommend for self-care in the following days, and answer any other questions.
That's incredible. That's really, really great. I'm sure the clients benefit so deeply, and it impacts them in such a positive way. What happens in a typical sound therapy session? What are some of the things you see happening?
Any new clients that comes in, when I place the speakers on them, I let them know that, you know, if you have any involuntary muscle jerking while you're laying here with the speaker on you, if you have any twitching going on, if you suddenly get very cold or very warm, just go ahead and let it happen. Don't resist it. It's just the body processing the energy out, releasing the energy. Some people will get a headache. I'll tell them, well, open up your mouth. It's just the energy coming out. Everybody's experience is different. So what I do is I come back in after 20 minutes and I ask them how everything is going, because everybody is so unique and reacts differently to the sessions. So I do touch base with them about 20 minutes in and see how things are going. Usually people fall asleep. Not everybody does, but if they fall asleep, they are in the most relaxed state usually that they can be in, and then the body is able to release the emotions a lot more efficiently. But they don't have to sleep. The body's going to do it regardless. So everybody's experience is a little bit different.
Absolutely right. It's not one size fits all exactly. You customize it for the individual, which I think is wonderful. Are there certain frequencies that are tied to certain emotions, Michelle?
Yeah, each frequency has its own unique emotion. So our bodies identify the emotions by their frequency. We give it a name, but the body identifies it by its frequency. So yeah, each emotion has its own unique frequency.
That's really amazing. You know, sometimes we don't even realize that. Maybe you can also share with us even more detail about emotion code and what it's about and how it works.
Okay, so emotion code is another modality that still is addressing trapped emotions. It goes, again, by individual. It's an individualized session. They can tell me again a little or as much as they want. But with emotion code, we release the trapped emotion a little differently. We release it using a magnet down the governing meridian. Our governing meridian runs from the tip of our nose, over our forehead, the middle of our head, down our back on our spine to our tailbone. And by we release those emotions by running a magnet down any portion of the governing meridian. So with emotion code, though, we get more into, okay, is this emotion a common trapped emotion, which means it's yours? Or is it an absorbed emotion, which we can absorb emotions from other people when we're around them? We can absorb negative emotions from other people. Is this an inherited emotion? That is, you know, you can pass emotions down. They have found if an emotion is strong enough, you can actually pass those emotions down from generation to generation. So there's actually inherited emotions that come up in sessions. And by releasing the inherited emotion, you're actually releasing on that client, that individual, and then all the way back to the originator. And if that client has children and passed down to their children, it will release it on their children as well. So it's pretty powerful. It really gets into the category of the emotion that's trapped. And, you know, was it absorbed? Was it inherited? Is it your own? You know, that type of thing. But, yes, it's released down the governing meridian, again, using muscle testing. We drill down using muscle testing again. So it's just another way to do it, another way to release it.
really is amazing work. Then, of course, there's Body Code, which has its unique capabilities as well. Maybe you can share with us in further detail about Body Code.
Sure. So Body Code is the level 2 certification to Emotion Code. Emotion Code is level 1. Body Code is level 2, and it's done through Discover Healing. And Body Code goes a little deeper. Body Code has Emotion Code within it, but it also has 5 other areas of imbalances. And so there's 6 total categories, and they are energy, circuit or system, toxin, pathogen, misalignment, nutrition, or lifestyle. So each of those categories has subcategories underneath it. And through the muscle testing, once again, we drill down into those subcategories to identify what needs to be, you know, if it's an emotion, what needs to be released, if it's a muscle that needs to be balanced or realigned, if it's a pathogen that needs to be released, if it's an organ or a tissue that needs to be released or realigned or reset. We can do that with Body Code, again, using the magnet down the governing meridian. So Body Code is really an energy balancing system, a total energy balancing system.
That's fantastic. With all of this experience, you know, it really just all comes together with all the different things that you specialize in and you offer to your clients, which I think is fantastic. You seem to be really passionate about energy healing, Michelle. Tell us about pursuing the additional certifications and other modalities, belief code and things of that nature as well.
Yeah, belief code is starting here in the fall. It's another piece of Discover Healing with Emotion Code and Body Code. And well, I guess I am passionate about this. I think it's fascinating. I think it's absolutely fascinating, and probably because of the impact it's had on my life and the impact I've seen it have on my clients and my family and friends. And I am passionate about it because I think there's a lot more to this world than what we see with our physical eyes, and I wish they would teach this type of information to little children in, you know, elementary school when they're the littles, because I think it would definitely change the trajectory of how they grow up, and they would understand how much control they actually have over themselves and over how they see the world. And I think because another piece of it too, I think, is because I was able to address the childhood trauma that I carried with me throughout basically my whole entire life up until I found sound therapy and worked on it through that. And I think, you know, through the work I've done with energy healing, I've been able to talk about my trauma and kind of move through it. And I want to help other people do that too, because I know that there's people that walk around with a lot. There's people that walk around with a lot of stuff, and they don't know what to do with it. They don't know how to get rid of it or work through it or release it. And there is, you know, with due diligence and perseverance, there are things out there that can help you change your world and get you over things and through things that you have no idea how to do. And I think that's why I just like being on the podcast and spreading the information out that there are so many tools out there now. Thank God we're very blessed for that. There's so many tools out there that you can explore and try and, you know, try to, if you want to, if that's what you are striving for, to have a better life, to, you know, work on yourself and have more confidence or whatever it is, you know, there are tools out there that can help you. I tried in my early 20s, I did try talk therapy. That didn't work for me. I'm not saying it doesn't work for other people. It just didn't work for me. And so I was always kind of like, well, what do I do if talk therapy doesn't work? And I went another decade or so before I found, maybe 2 decades, before I found sound therapy. So, you know, not everybody is drawn to the same thing. Not everything works the same for everybody. So I just like to tell people, you know, there's other things out there, you know, that can be tried to get you, you know,
right. Yeah.
To where you need to be.
It's not just one opportunity or one option. There's others. Belief code is really something fascinating, huh? I don't think as many people are as familiar with belief code maybe as they are with body and emotion and even the sound therapy. They've heard of those probably, but belief code really sounds amazing.
It does, and the training, I haven't started the training for that yet, but again, it's around locked, held beliefs that were either passed down to us or somewhere along the line in our life we've started to believe. And it's holding us back. It's holding us back, and it's affecting our lives. And it's all about, you know, releasing those beliefs that aren't true or that no longer are true. You know what I mean? So it's really, I'm looking forward to it. I can't wait until I start that one.
That's going to be exciting. Just enhances your extraordinary, you know, capabilities for your phenomenal clients as well. As I mentioned, you know, you're an energy healer and you established Reclaim Balance. And I like the name Reclaim Balance because we need balance in our lives, mind, body, and spirit. And sometimes things get in our way, living life, events get in our way, and the train comes off the track. So to be able to reclaim the essence of who we are and the balance is very, very important, right?
Exactly. And one thing I wanted to mention, too, was that I have clients all over the world. I've worked on people in Australia, New Zealand, and Canada, all over the United States, and because I can do any of this work remotely. You don't have to physically be in my presence for me to do this energy work. And that's because it is all around energy. And we're all energy. Everything is energy around us. And with intention and your picture, I can work on you from a distance. So it's very powerful that way as well. So I just wanted to throw that out there because I'm sure people are like, oh, yeah, it's great. She lives in Wisconsin. I'm living in California or whatever. How is she going to, you know, work on me? Well, I'll tell you, energy is amazing. Energy work is amazing. And that's how it's done remotely. And oh, there was something else I was going to say, and I lost my train of thought. I apologize. But
no, that's good to know. It's remotely as well. You know, the other thing I know that you're very big on that's very important, ties into all of this beautifully, Michelle, is gratitude. Tell us about the importance of that.
Oh, my gosh, gratitude. I love gratitude. it's another way of saying count your blessings. Right? I mean, that's an old saying that I remember hearing when I was little, count your blessings. It's so true. It's like you're counting your blessings. Every morning when I get up and every night before I go to bed, I make a list of things I'm grateful for. And what that really does is, you know, it changes your, when you're thinking about what you're grateful for, it raises your vibration. Our thoughts and our emotions are vibrations, and so are our bodies. So when you're focusing on the good, on the gratitude, on what you're grateful for, the whole vibration of your body goes up, and it changes your train of thought. And when you raise your vibration and change your train of thought to something positive, you attract more positive things to you. It will just happen. And so with gratitude is one of the highest vibrating things you can do for yourself. And the trick with gratitude is, I know people say count your blessings, so then you think about all these things you're grateful for and all your blessings that you have. But the trick is with gratitude is if you don't have a gratitude practice now and you want to start one, start with three things and write it down. Write them down. Write all three things down. But as you write them down, write the first one down and think about it and really allow yourself to feel grateful. It's tying the feeling to the thought of what you're grateful for. That's the thing. You got to feel grateful. And then do it for the second and the third thing. And as you go through, you know, start adding to the list. I do 10 things in the morning or at night that I'm grateful for. I write 10 things down. And I take my time and I actually feel grateful for those. Now, I am human, and there are days where I don't feel like I'm grateful for anything. It's really hard to think of something I'm grateful for, right? So it can be as simple as, well, the sun was shining today. I'm grateful that the sun was shining today. You know, so, but that is huge for me. That is one of the things I encourage my clients to do, is really focus on having a gratitude practice, because especially if you do it in the morning, it starts your day off right. It starts your day off kind of on the right foot, because you're like, yeah, I got things to be grateful for here, you know, and it raises your vibration and you have an all around better day. So, yeah.
It's exciting. It really is. I can hear the passion and your descriptions of everything too. You know, let's talk a little bit about, maybe there's a, we've got, I'd say probably about 4 minutes, well, 3 minutes left or so, but you know, a lot of times people love to hear testimonials or success stories, things of that nature. And maybe you can share a couple of examples of the work actually in action and how your clients have mm-hmm. benefited from your services and working with you.
Okay, sure. So I had a client come in, and she was having difficulties in her marriage with her husband. She didn't know what to do. She was just kind of at her wit's end. She was thinking, yeah, we're probably end up being divorced. I don't know how we're going to get through this, blah, blah, blah. And she came in for a session. And after her first session, she said, I couldn't explain how much better I felt. I seen the entire situation differently. She had gotten off the table and her whole body was shaking. I had her sit on the table and drink some water, but she was like, wow, holy. And that was how powerful the emotion was that was released from her body. And she left there after she was, you know, calmed down. Her body was calmed down. She left.
Yeah.
And she said that it was just like she just had a completely different outlook on the situation. She's like, I couldn't believe it. I called my husband and I started talking to him. I could communicate with him. She goes, it was just amazing. She came in for a few more sessions, and she shared with me that her husband said to her, I now have my wife back. I have my wife
wow.
back. Yeah.
Wow.
And another one is a father sent his daughter to me, and she was a young adult, and she was very depressed. She was not in a good space. She just was not loving life at all. And after the session with me, he shared with me that when she left in her car, she called him, and she was laughing. She was laughing. She was crying. She said she felt fabulous. She was just, and he was so grateful. He was so, so grateful. He goes, I don't remember the last time I heard my daughter laugh. So, I mean, it's things like that, you know, that really drives me to keep going and doing these things. And those are just two examples. I get people telling me, you really helped me change my life. Seeing you really helped me change my life. You know, I get people telling me that personally. And that's what really makes me so passionate about this, you know, so, and educating people on, you have more control than you think you do just by your thoughts and emotions. So pay attention to what you're thinking about, because a lot of us don't even think about what we're thinking about, and our thoughts and our emotions really drive how we see our world. So,
yeah, which is so true. Exactly. So positive is a wonderful way to look at things, but you know, life sometimes does get in the way. So if you're looking to reclaim your balance, we've got the person right here for you. She's extraordinary at what she does. You can go to reclaimbalanceenergysoundtherapy.com to connect with Michelle Poole. She really cares. She's been doing this for a long time. It runs through her veins. She's helped so many. And even she has experienced the benefits of it through her life, as she's so openly shared with us here on the program, which I think is a beautiful thing. Michelle, this was a wonderful conversation, and thanks for being so open, authentic, engaging, passionate about what you do, and I encourage folks to make contact with you. This half hour went by, like I said, in a New York minute. Hopefully we'll have you back.
It did.
Some more, here's some testimonials and things of that nature. That would be a pleasure, but hope you enjoyed the time with me
you.
On Close Up Radio as much as I have with
I
you.
I did. Thank you. Thank you. I did. Thanks so much.
It was really great. You can now have that nice hot cup of coffee or tea. You earned it.
I can't wait. All right.
Thanks so much, Michelle. And, of course, the other thing, levity. You got to laugh, too, and breathe deeply. Michelle Poole joining us here. I'm Jim Masters, thanking you for your time this time. Till next time on Close Up Radio, thank you for joining us. Stay right there. We'll be back in less than a half hour with another great guest from around the world, spotlighted right here on Close Up Radio. Till then, for all of us, go grab that cup of coffee or tea, and we'll be back in just a moment on Close Up Radio. Have a terrific day. And again, don't forget, if you want to connect with Michelle Poole, you can go to ReclaimBalanceEnergySoundTherapy.com. Jim Masters here. Thanks for being with us. We'll talk soon on Close Up Radio. Bye for now.
You have been listening to a broadcast from Close Up Radio, a division of Close Up Television Incorporated. For more information about our show and to be considered for future broadcasts, please visit closeuptelevision.com. You may also learn about us on social media and listen to us on podcast and internet radio. Thank you for joining us, and we hope that you have an empowered and productive day.